coastal sand dunes, they're an amazing piece of natural engineering. They're ever-changing due to their makeup of sand and the elements they're exposed to along the coast, and they play a huge role in coastal protection. And for some coastal communities, they are the first line of defence against coastal flooding and high winds. So they're quite fragile landforms, even though they offer so much protection from the coastal elements and the ocean, they're actually quite fragile. They're basically mounds of sand with grass and other plants growing through them. So when we interact with dunes, whether we're walking or running or barbecuing or camping in the dunes, we're actually helping to erode the dunes as the grass breaks down, it exposes sand. And unfortunately, when the wind starts to eat away at the sands, it starts to degrade the dunes. They're also a really rare habitat as well. And in Ireland, most dunes in Ireland are protected under special areas of conservation. And they protect the habitat and the species that are living on the dunes. So you may have rare ground nesting birds and certain insects. We have the common lizard, our only reptile in Ireland, also lives in these areas. So they're not only important for ourselves against the elements, they're also very important for wildlife as well.
And Clean Coasts, as well as the National Parks and Wildlife Service, hosting a number of events kind of across the country to promote the importance of sand dunes. World Sand Dune Day is on the 25th of June. Now, coming up in a few days' time, one of the events being held in collaboration with the Parks and Wildlife Service is in Donegal. It's a guided walk at Lurgar Brac at Hornhead. So can you tell the listeners perhaps what they can expect to learn from a guided walk such as this?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're teaming up with the National Parks and Wildlife on the Thursday the 23rd this week at 7 p.m. at Lurgar Brac or Renclevin Hornhead SAC, as it's also known. So basically, the guides, the National Parks and Wildlife guides, will be taking us on a walk through along the dunes and down onto the beach and just talking about the habitats. And this time of year, there's going to be an amazing array of flowers and flora, different plants in bloom. So it'll be really nice. That'll probably be the highlight of the walk, and the talk will be just pointing out some of the different plants and the especially rare flowers that grow in our dune areas that make them so special, and kind of pointing out why these areas are protected and that we can't carry out our everyday kind of activities as we would on regular land. And yeah, they'll just be talking about some of the conservation methods that are happening in the dune areas there. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm hoping we have great weather for it. We will go ahead whether it's raining, but just to make people aware that if it is raining, to wear specific, wearing gear and appropriate footwear as well, because we will be off terrain, walking through the dune areas. So we're really looking forward to that. And then just around the country, we have other activities and events organised. So if you're in the Sligo area on Striga Beach on the 25th, this Saturday at 12 noon, we'll be hosting a similar event on Striga. And in Strandhill on Monday the 27th at 7:30, we'll be going for a walk along the dunes there as well with a similar event. So we've lots happening, and we've a specific webpage put together for World Sand Dune Day, and you can find that on cleancoasts.org, and it has loads of information on how you can protect the dunes, the various species, and we have a habitat directory and species directory there that will guide you in some of the wildlife you might find in our dune areas and the habitats as well, if you want to find out a little bit more about them.